If we suffer, we shall also reign. Life is full of problems. If we're not careful, this present world and all of its struggles will fill up our time and thoughts. We get mired in our problems and can't see anything beyond them. God wants us to look ahead, past our present problems. He wants us to think not in terms of how things are, but how they could be. We need to stop looking down at the mud and look up at the stars. When Jesus left this earth and returned to heaven, he explained that he was going ahead of us to prepare a place for us, a place with many mansions, where there will be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor pain. John 14:2, Revelation 21:4. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. 1 Corinthians 9:10. Knowing what glories, treasures, pleasures, and rewards await us in heaven makes our present difficulties, trials, and tribulations bearable. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. If we suffer, we shall also reign. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, 2 Timothy 2:12. Our time on earth is an important part of God's plan for each of us, but it doesn't end here. Everything we go through now is not only making us into the men and women we need to be in order to accomplish his immediate goals, here and now, but it's also for the future, for the next life. It's preparation for all that the Lord has in store for us, short term and long term. So when you're besieged and buffeted by trials, worries, and fears, when life is a daily struggle, and you wonder whether it's really worth it, remember what you have to look forward to. When your time on earth is over and you meet Jesus and enter his heavenly kingdom, you'll receive a reward beyond description for having fought the good fight of faith. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Jesus promises, "To him who overcomes I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." Revelation 3:21. Yes, life is a struggle. In some ways it may be even more of a struggle now than before you let Jesus into your life, because of the devil's attempts to stop you from following God's will. But at least now you can know that your difficulties and trials are all for a purpose. Your loving Heavenly Father watches over you and has planned every detail of your life. He knows exactly what you need, he knows what he wants you to become, and he promises to bring some good out of every difficulty. He will support, strengthen, and sustain you through each test. He loves you, and everything that he allows to come into your life, whether it seems good or bad, whether it is a test or a chastening, is all for the best. If you trust him through it, you will become a better, wiser, more loving, more useful Christian, a tool in his hands, a vessel through which he can freely pour forth the waters of his love and word to comfort and strengthen others in need. So when things seem dark, confusing, or cloudy, when tears fill your eyes and despair tries to take hold of your heart, look away from yourself and this world's woes. Look up into the eyes of one who loves you and tenderly cares for you. Find comfort in his loving arms and find peace and faith through his strengthening words of life. Look on all that he has blessed you with and thank him for it. And then look up and forward to all that he has in store for you, the rewards and blessings that he has promised for those who persevere and hold on. Keeping your eyes on the end of the road, heaven, will be a great encouragement to you, and will reassure you that the difficulties you may go through here are worth it all. As you please the Lord by persevering in your relationship with him, and manifesting his love to others through your words and deeds despite the obstacles, difficulties, or trials, he will be so pleased that he will bless you with the desires of your heart forever. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Psalms 37:4, Romans 8:18. Be an overcomer. Power promises. The Bible contains hundreds of promises for you personally. They are not mere words, but as Jesus said, they are spirit and life. John 6:63. They are power promises that will strengthen your faith in God and propel you over any obstacle. Here are a few that have been tried and proven by millions down through the ages. You can't stand on them too. When you are in distress, and all these things come upon you, when you turn to the Lord your God, and obey His voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, He will not forsake you. Deuteronomy 4:30-31. He is the rock, His work is perfect, for all His ways are justice, a God of truth, and without injustice, righteous, and upright is He. Deuteronomy 32:4. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:27. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer. 2 Samuel 22:2. Those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9:10. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 34:19. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Psalm 36:7. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. From the end of the earth I will cry to you, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61:2. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121:2. In the day when I cried out, you answered me, and made me bold with strength in my soul. Psalm 138:3. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me, you will stretch out your hand and your right hand will save me. Psalm 138:7. Whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:25. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and song, He also has become my salvation. Isaiah 12:2. Fear not, for I am with you, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. Isaiah 54:10. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. John 14:18 KJV. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. And He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:6-8. May the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, make you better or stronger spiritually, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 1 Peter 5:10. Back cover blurb: are you struggling to overcome a personal setback? Discouraged by life's cares and seemingly never-ending obstacles? Facing a long and difficult recovery from illness, injury, or addiction? Feeling the pain of irreversible loss? Unable to do all you once did or dreamed of doing? Nearing the end of your rope? Here's hope. Obstacles Are for Overcoming will help you rise above any adversity. Learn how to use stumbling blocks as stepping stones. Take advantage of your handicap. Transform impossibilities into exhilarating challenges. Discover how setbacks and disappointments can strengthen your character. Obstacles are for overcoming tells you how.